From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. NATO says 8 troops are dead in southern Afghanistan, one in an insurgent attack, the others in 2 separate roadside bombings. NPR's Quil Lawrence says improvised bombs and booby traps remain a big risk in Afghanistan.
It's too early to say this year that there has been any sort of significant uptick in violence. 2011 came in much lower than the previous year, 2010, but that year had been higher than all of the previous years of the conflict. So there's still a significant number of casualties, mostly being caused by these improvised bombs.
That's NPR's Quil Lawrence in Kabul, Afghanistan. Syrian state TV reports what it's calling a suicide bombing in Damascus, with an estimate of 25 people dead and 46 wounded. The neighborhood the government names has been a hotbed of anti-government protest. Witnesses report heavy security, with more demonstrations expected after Friday prayers today. An Arab League team of observers is in Syria, and it's checking on how the government is carrying out obligations to end violence against civilians. Many economists predict the monthly unemployment report due out this morning will show only 150,000 jobs added last month. That would be the lowest net gain since March of 2009. Paul Osterman of the MIT Sloan Institute for Work and Employment Research mentions other disturbing elements in the job market as he sees them.
Nearly half of American adults who work are working in situations where they don't receive pensions. Firms have cut back on health insurance. Co-payments are going up. Deductibles are going up.
Osterman says 20% of working Americans are earning poverty-level wages through full-time jobs. Rick Santorum is defending his conservative principles as his new visibility as a presidential contender brings him more scrutiny. NPR's Greg Allen reports on Santorum's comments regarding same-sex marriage before a gathering of college students in Concord, New Hampshire.
Rick Santorum is working to consolidate social conservative support in New Hampshire. The college forum in Concord was a perfect opportunity for him to forcefully defend his views before a decidedly more liberal audience. The toughest questions came on the issue of gay marriage. One young woman asked him how he squared his belief that all men are created equal with his opposition to gay marriage. Santorum turned the tables on her, asking her to make the case why two men should be allowed to marry.
So there is some objective standard?
Right, for two men to have the same rights as a man and a woman.
Well, what about three men?
That's not the question, someone shouted. Santorum said he believes the federal government should be allowed to define what constitutes a marriage for the states. Greg Allen, NPR News, Concord, New Hampshire.
The Boston Globe is endorsing John Huntsman for the Republican presidential nomination, not former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. The Globe calls Romney cautious and Huntsman bold. From Washington, this is NPR News. China's capital, Beijing, has bowed to public pressure and says it will release a crucial air pollution measurement. This comes after months of public criticism, as NPR's Louisa Lim reports.
There's been a heated public debate about the fact that the Beijing authorities haven't been releasing air quality readings for smaller pollution particles, which are more harmful to human health. In response, Beijing promised to do so by 2016. This caused an outcry. So today, the City Environment Bureau vowed to start releasing those figures before the end of the month. In December, a senior Chinese official admitted Beijing was facing an air pollution crisis. The U.S. embassy has also played a role in pressuring Beijing through issuing its own hourly air quality readings, which have exposed the official Chinese readings as largely meaningless. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
Chrysler says it will add more than 1,200 jobs at 2 Detroit factories. It's another sign of a strengthening comeback for a car maker that plunged into bankruptcy and is now under the wing of Italy's Fiat. Chrysler says most of the added workers will help to build a diesel-engined Jeep Grand Cherokee for the U.S. market. More workers will produce a street racing team version of the Dodge Viper sports car. Chrysler Chairman Sergio Marchionne says Chrysler is committed to Detroit. He says the company's future, as well as its history, is interwoven with the city. And Ford Motor Company will be opening a research lab in Silicon Valley. It hopes to scout out new technology and stay ahead of trends. The company's new lab will be near Stanford University in Palo Alto and is scheduled to open in the first few months of this year. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.